Israel can get away with something like that?
Well, they believe that they can, but of course that is the fantastic thing of the internet. They tried the same in Gaza. They told all sorts of stupid lies, but people could see what was the reality. And we will see what happened. These ships were ships of peace activists. The only reason it was necessary to send a flotilla is because governments have done absolutely nothing to hold Israel to account over the siege of Gaza, and the people of Gaza are suffering horrific collective punishment. Can you imagine any other country doing this to another people other than Israel? There would be outrage if Zimbabwe did a similar action and so on. But what happened was these ships, they were in international water, they were not moving towards Gaza until daylight. That was their intention because they did not want anything to happen untoward. But the Israelis came at 2 o'clock in the middle of the night. Previously they had been surrounding the ships with warships and with drones all Sunday. And then they waited until 2 o'clock at night to launch their helicopters and their raid by the commandos. Commandos armed to the teeth. I don't know what they expected in the middle of the night people to do, but they started firing immediately. That is the truth. These people were unarmed, and Israel can be seen simply as taking part in the most horrific war act against unarmed civilian peace activists, and nobody can say anything other than that. These people were members of parliament from across Europe, journalists, celebrities and so on, as well as peace activists, and Israel must be made to account.
Okay, let's find a reaction. We have another guest joining us in Beirut, Ridwan Risk, who's a political analyst. Ridwan Risk, thanks for joining us. Why don't you give us your reaction and anything you want to add to what Betty Hunter was saying there. I mean, how can Israel be held accountable, and how it is that they are getting away purely by some of the facts that are contradicting what Israel is saying as opposed to what actually has happened?
Well, we now see very clear that the history of Israel is full of such crimes since the 40s and since the existence of the what they call the State of Israel. This is something that they are used to, and they have done so many massacres before, and they got away with it, with the coverage of the Europeans and the International Committee of the UN and the USA also, especially. So what we have seen for the past couple of decades, many massacres took place, not in the international water, it's outside the borders of of Israel, and lately the killing of Al-Mabhouh in Dubai, and now attacking many peace activists in the international water. And now all we've seen some sort of a very light condemning on this crime, and especially America is not willing to take any condemnation before the investigation. It's very clear, very obvious, this is an intended crime by the Israelis, and all we have heard.
Ridwan Risk, when you say intended crime, just to get an idea of what you mean, intended a crime meaning premeditated, meaning pre-planned, because there's a lot of thought that went into this when we look at how it was executed.
Of course, the Israeli armies were prepared since Friday night